Today's daf is Tamid Daf Lamed Aleph. We are holding on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. We are about to begin the fourth parak of Maseches Tamid. So the fourth parak of Maseches Tamid is going to continue to detail all of the avodah that was done related to the carbon Tamid. So we're going to talk about the shechita of the carbon Tamid, the zrikas adam of the carbon Tamid, the skinning of the carbon Tamid, the nituach, the dissecting of the carbon Tamid, the bringing of the evarim lakevesh, bringing the evarim to the ramp, and all of that is going to be in this long Mishnah. The Mishnah takes up the entire Amud Aleph and half of Amud Beis, and then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that they didn't tie the sheep up when they would shecht the Karban Tamid, and we're going to have two different answers to that question, and two nafkaminas between the two different answers to that question. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that all of the Shulchanos in the Beis HaMikdash were not made out of gold and silver. Some were made out of gold, some out of silver, and some out of marble. Why have marble tables? Whatever happened to that we're always supposed to be as we're supposed to spend freely when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. And then the final discussion on today's daf is why it is that the Tamid in the morning and the afternoon were shechted in two different places. Why they didn't shecht them on the same spot? So let's begin. The Mishnah today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, again in honor of his wife and children. We thank him again very much for the sponsorship. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Lo yu koftin es hatleh ela ma'akidin oso. They wouldn't tie the tleh in the normal way that you would expect at a time of shechita. Rather, they would do an akeda. They would be ma'akidin oso, which means they would tie its foreleg to its hind leg. I mean, instead of tying all four legs together, they would tie one foreleg to one hind leg and the other foreleg to the other hind leg. Misha zachu be'evarim, and the Gemara will give details. Misha zachu be'evarim ochazin bo, and whichever kohanim were zocha to do the holachas evarim would hold on to the sheep at the time of the shechita. So v'kacha yakidoso. Here's how they would do the akeda. Here's how they would position the tleh at the time that they were okayed the tleh. Rosho ledarom, its head was by the southern part of the Zara, close to the Mizbeach, and its legs were toward the north, meaning it was positioned in a way where its head was further to the south and its legs were further to the north. Upanav litzad lemarav, and its face was facing toward the west. Vashochet omed b'mizrach, the shochet stood on the eastern side of the korban, upanav lemarav, but also with the shochet's face facing toward the west. Now, in the eight amos between the northern part of the Mizbeach, on the northern side of the Mizbeach, there were 24 tabaos that were built into the ground where they would put the head of the korban at the time that they shechted it, and they were arranged in six rows of four tabaos each. So now the Mishnah identifies where exactly we shechted the korban tamid shel shachar. So the tamid shel shachar hay nishchat al keren tzvonis ma'aravis, it was shechted near the northwestern side of the Mizbeach, al Taba'as Shnia, on the second Taba'as next to the Mizbeach, where Shal Ben Arbayim Yinishchat al Karen Mizrachis Tzvonis, not northwest, but northeast of the Mizbeach, al Taba'as Shnia, also on the second Taba'as. The way Rashi understands that, it means that the second row of Taba'os, meaning not right after the Mizbeach, there was one row, the second row after that is where the Shechita of the Korbanos Tamid happened, whereas the Tamid Shal Shachar was all the way on the westernmost one in the second row. The Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim was the easternmost one in the second row. The Rambam, however, understands differently. Now, when we say the second row, it doesn't mean the second row from the Mizbeach, but it means the second row from the end, furthest away from the Mizbeach, but also easternmost and westernmost for the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim and the Tamid Shel Shachar. So the Shachat HaShochet, now we go through what they actually did as far as the Shechita and the Zrika. So the Shochet shechted the Karban Tamid, the Kibel HaMekabel, and the Mekabel was Mekabel the Dam, Bol Kabbalah l'keren mizrachis tzfonis. The Kohen who was mekabel the dam then brought it to the northeastern side of the mizbeach, and he stood there on the floor of the azara v'nosein mizracha tzafona, and he put some of the dam. He was zorik some of the dam on the northeastern side of the mizbeach, and he made sure that it would go to the corner, the northeastern corner of the mizbeach, so some of the dam would hit the eastern side of the mizbeach and some the northern side of the mizbeach. So that's achashu shtayim. It's one zrika, but it covers two sides of the mizbeach. And then he would go to his right, and he would get to the point where he got to the maravis dromis, the southwestern side of the mizbeach, v'nosin maravis droma, and he would again do another zrika on the corner that would hit both the south side and the west side of the mizbeach. And he did that because the matan dam of a carbon tamid is supposed to be the same as matan dam of an ola, where you do shtayim shein arba, two zrikos of dam, which equals four in the sense that it hits all four sides of the mizbeach. The reason that they didn't do it in the keren dromis mizrachis, the southeastern corner, the Gemara explains in Maseches Yuma that the zrikos of dam has to be on a place where there is yesod underneath where you're doing the zrikos dam, where the yesod of mizbeach reaches that place. And in the southeastern corner, there was no yesod. That's going to be a mishnah in the third parak of Midos. The reason we began in the mizrachis tzvonis, the northeastern side, and then went to the southwestern side, and we didn't just start with the southwestern side, the Gemara over there explains that at Korban Chatas, the damim are put on the top part of the mizbeach by the Korban Chatas, and therefore you would have to go up the ramp and then place the dam from there. So we went up the ramp and you turned right, you would first get to the southeastern side, and over there you can't put the dam because there's no yesod, so you would continue to the right and you'd get to the northeastern side, and that's why we put it there first. So even though by an ola the matan dam is on the bottom half of the mizbeach and you don't need to go up the ramp and therefore it doesn't require turning to the right and ending up in that spot first, but we try to keep things consistent, and that's why you first get to mizrach tzvonis and then to marav adroma shiari adam yishov echli sodromis, and then the shiari adam, whatever was left over in the kli, they would pour into the sodromis of the mizbeach. The Ravid discusses if the din of shvicha shirayim al gabi yisod is true by all karbonos ola or only by a karbon tamid, because the sugya maseches vachim only has this, does not mention this din by a karbon ola, only by chataos, and over here we have it by karbon tamid. So what about every other karbon ola? So he says it could be that an ola they would zorek the dam and there wasn't always dam left over, as opposed to a chatos where they weren't zorek, there were only no saint, there was always some dam left over, and that's why it only mentions it by chataos. But in achinami, the halacha is going to be the same by olos as well, that there were shofech, if there was shirayim, there were shofech the shirayim into the yisod dromis. Okay, so now we're going to go through the hefshet and nituach of the carbon. So they when they go to hang the animal up on the hook in order to skin it, lo yashover bos haregel, they wouldn't do it the way a normal butcher would hang an animal when he wanted to skin it, where he would break one of the raglayim of the animal, and he would make a hole in the other regel and then put one leg through the hole of the other leg, thereby making a hole between its two legs, a gap between its two legs, hanging it that way. We didn't do that. Ela nokvo mitoch arkuvo. They would actually just puncture a hole through like the bottom part of the leg of the animal, the talaba, and they would hang through that hole of the animal. So and then they would hayamafshit. He would start skinning the animal, and he would start from the legs which were now in the uppermost position, the highest, because it was hanging from the leg, the yored, and he would pull the skin down in the middle of the animal. Ad shemagia l'chaza, until he got to the chaza. The chaza is the fatty part on the underneath the animal. Higia l'chaza. Once he got there, he stopped skinning for a little bit, and he started doing the nituach. He started taking apart the animal. Chatach es harosh. He cut off the head without doing any hefshet. He hasn't reached the head yet, as far as the hefshet is concerned. So he cut it off first without doing any skinning. Unasana l'misha zachabo. And he would right away give the head to the person who was going to be in charge of bringing that, who was the one that won the pious, to bring that to the ramp. He then cut off the bottom part of the four legs of the animal, and he gave them to the one who's going to bring those to the ramp. Then and then he finished the pulling off the rest of the skin from the flesh, and then he took the heart out and he extracted the blood from the heart, and then he cut the adayim, which are the upper part of the two forelegs of the animal, and he gave the adayim to the kohen who's going to bring it to the kevesh, and then he went to the right hind leg and he cut that. And when he cut that, the beitzim were together with the regalai yamanis. So after he finished cutting the outer organs, the outer limbs of the animal, so now he had to start working on the organs of the animal, the inner organs of the animal. And really, the Ravid points out, he should have cut the left leg also before getting to the evarim apnimiyim of the animal, because in mavirin al mitzvos, and he should deal with the outermost parts of the animal before the inner parts of the animal, but he couldn't cut it because the behemoth was hanging on its left leg, so you can't cut it off if that's how you're gonna, you know, that's what's keeping the behemoth in position. The Mefarish says that it would have been better to first take out the me'ayim and then cut the regel, and they didn't do it because the regel would prevent him. I mean, even the right regel, because the regel would prevent him from being able to see inside the animal really well, and that's why he cut the right regel before he cut out the inner parts of the animal. So kura'o, he would rip open the body of the sheep. Nimtza kulo galu lefanos. So now it was like an open book in front of him. He saw everything. Natal sapeder. So he took the fat that was on the kerev. Unusano al beis shchita sarosh. And he would put that on the spot of the head where it was cut from the animal milamaila, in order to cover the yuckiness of it, the dirtiness. It was gross. So they would cover it with the peder from the animal. Natal sakervayim. Then he took the stomach and the keva and the intestines, when the son of the Mishazachaben, and he gave those to the one who was going to bring them to the ramp, Ladichan, but he first had to rinse them off in water before he's going to bring them up to the ramp. The keres, they would the stomach of the animal, they would rinse it off in the beis hamadichin. The lishchas hamadichin is one of the six lishchos that were in the azara. We're going to learn that in Maseches Midos as well. And in the Mishnah over there, it says that it was in the northern part of the azara. The Rambam writes that it was in the southern part of the azara. So and the fact that they weren't madiach the keres in the azara itself, the Tosfos Yontif writes, because it would had a lot of waste product, and it's not derech kavod to be motzi that in the azara, so they would clean it out, they would rinse it out outside of the azara in the beis hamadichin. Madichnos a kol tzarka, they would rinse it as much as necessary. Vakravayim madichnos on shalosh pa'amim b'miyutan, and the kravayim they would rinse a minimum of three times, but not in the beis hamadichin, rather al shulchanu shel shayish shebein amudim, on these marble tables that were between these posts. The Rishonim raised a question that in Maseches Midos it says that they would be madiach them in lishchas hamadichim. They would be madiach the kachay kachim. Over here it says only the keres they were madiach in the beis hamadichim, but the other kravayim they would be madiach on the shulchan shel shayish, that would be between the amudim. So the Rosh gives two answers. First of all, the Rosh says when it says over there kervayim, it means only the keres, not the other kervayim, and therefore it's not a stira at all. And that's how the Ravid says as well. Second, the Rosh says, over there it means other karbanos, that when they had many karbanos, and there wasn't enough space to be madiach on the shulchanos, so then they would be madiach in the lishchas hamadichim. But a karban tamid, they were always madiach the karbayim on the shulchanos. Now in Piskei Atosos, in Maseches Midos, he gives a third answer. He says that the karbayim, they were madiach the karbayim first once in the Lishchas HaMedichim, and then once they got most of once they went through one rinsing, they would then bring them to the Shulchanos and be Madiach them there as well. Okay, so now we're going to go through the Nituach Eivarim HaPnimiyim and the bringing of the Eivarim to the Kevesh. So Natal Sasakin, he would then take the knife in his hand. Well, wait a second, didn't he already have the knife in his hand? So the Mefarish explains that to remove the Peder and the Kirvayim, they didn't need a knife. He could have done that by hand. But now he needs the knife to do something that's a little more delicate that requires a sakin. In Tiferes Yisrael, he says he took the sakin in order to separate the rea from the kaved, the lung from the liver. That required a knife in order to separate them so that you shouldn't tear into the lung because it's very soft. And if he pulls it by hand, it might tear away part of the lung. So it was very important that he use a knife for this part. So Natal Sakin, he took a knife, the Hifrish Sareya Mina Kaved, and he separated the lung from the liver, the Etzba Kaved Mina Kaved, and also he would separate the Etzba Kaved, which is an extra flap on the liver, from the Kaved itself, because that was not meant to stay together with the kaved, and after he separated them, he didn't move the etzba from its place. No keves hachaza. He then took out the chaza from between the ribs of the animal, and it made what seemed like a gaping hole in the animal. The chaza was the fatty underbelly of the animal. And he gave it to the person who is Zocha in that, to bring that up to the Kevesh. He then took the knife and he went to the right side wall of the animal's body, and he cut deep until he got to the spine, but he wouldn't actually cut the spine, he would leave that attached to the left wall of the animal, until he got to the two small ribs that are next to the neck, and he left them connected to the neck, and then he cut the right dauphin of the animal, and he gave it to the person who was zocha in it. And the liver was hanging on the right dauphin of the animal. Now he went to the neck of the animal. He and he left these two small tzlaos on either side, on its right and its left. And he cut the neck with these four tzla'os that were attached to it, and he gave that to the person who was zocha in that. And the full length of the kana and the heart and the lungs were all hanging from the neck of the animal. Then bolo ledofen asmolis, he went to the outside of the left side of the animal. He niach ba shtei tzla'os dakos milamalan, and he left two to the two uppermost small tzlaos ribs that were attached to it, and the two ribs that were on the bottom, and that's what he did on the right side as well. So he was leaving two tzlaos dakos milamalan milamatan on both the right side and the left side. He would then cut off the left side of the animal and give that to the person who was zocha in that. And the spine was together with that. And the spleen was hanging off of that. The dofen asmolis was actually the heavier of the two. Ella shel yamin korin gedola, but they would nevertheless call the right one the gedola, shakavi tuliyaba, because the liver was hanging from it, and therefore it was called the gedola. The Ravid explains the kavid was heavier than the shidra and the tchol, and therefore it made the right one heavier than the left one. But the left one looked bigger, so even though the left one looked bigger, the right one was heavier because it had the kaved hanging from it. Then he went to the tail of the animal, chatacho, and he'd cut it off from the body of the animal, which was still hanging by its left leg, and he gave that to whoever was zochin that, and attached to that was the tail and the etzba kaveh that we spoke about before that was detached from the kaveh itself, and the two kidneys were attached to that. Natalus haregelah smalus. He then took the left leg from the hook, chatacha, and he cut it in the son of the Misha Zachaba. What does it mean? He cut it, so in the Mishnayos that word doesn't appear. It's just that he took it. He took it, that was all that was left after he finished. So all that was left is the leg that was hanging from it. And he gave it to the person who was Zocha in that. Okay, so that's the Nituach Eivarim. So now we're going to discuss the bringing of these Eivarim to the Mizbeach by the Kohanim that were now holding these Eivarim. There are actually five different opinions as far as the five opinions in Tanaim, Maseches Yuma, as far as what we're aiming for in terms of the order that the Eivarim were brought to the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's like the animal would walk during its lifetime. So you'd start from the head of the animal and then go down the animal's body. So in the same order, they would bring the different parts to the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Keseder of Sheta, which is the exact opposite, that they would skin it from the leg where it was hanging from and go down toward the animal's head. So that's how they would bring it to the Mizbeach. Rabbi Akiva held Kederach Nitucho, that the same order that they were Minateach, the animal, that they dissected the animal. Rabbi Yosef Gliliot, that they would start with the fattest of the pieces, meaning the most meshubach of the pieces, and then go down. And our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Yuma assumes that it's based on size, that we start with the Rosh, the Regel, the Shtei Yadayim, the Oketz, the Regel, the Chaza, the Gera, the Shtei Defanos, and then we go down in size as we go. So anyway, Nimtzu Kulan Omdim B'Shurav Eivarim V'Yadim. So here you have all the Kohanim holding these Eivarim, standing in a row, holding these Eivarim. So Harishon, suddenly here's the order that they would go according to our Mishnah, which is again one of five Shitos as far as the order that it was done. So Harishon Barosh Baregel, the first guy would, the first Kohen was holding the top part of the right hind leg and the Rosh. Harosh B'Yamino, he was holding the Rosh in his right hand. V'chotmo, the animal's nose, Klapes Ro'o, was facing toward this fellow's arm. The kind of and its horns were between the guy's fingers, and the place where it was shechted was facing up. But va'peder nasan aler. Remember, they had put the fats on top of it to cover the beis hashchita because it's not derech kavod for the shechina to have a place that's meluchlach bedam that's totally exposed. That's how the Gemara in Yuma explains it, why they would do this. Haregel shel yamin bismolo, and the right hind leg is in his left hand, even though the Mefarshim point out that avoda bismol is pasul, halacha sevarim is not an avoda that's ma'akev the kapara, and therefore you're allowed to do partially bismol. Ubeis oron lechutz, and the part that has skin on it was facing toward the outside, toward the upper part. Hasheni b'shtei yadayim, then the second kohen was holding the two four legs of the animal, shall yamin be yamino, shall smol be smolo, ubeis oron lechutz, and the place that was closest to the or of the animal was also facing outside. Hashlishi, the third kohen, ba'oketz, was holding the tail, ba'regel, and the upper part of the left hind leg, ha'oketz be yamino, the oketz was in his right hand, va'al yubiduldelas benetz ba'osav, and the tail was dangling between his fingers, ve'etz ba'akave, du'shtei klayos imo, and the etz of the liver and the two kidneys together with the oketz, and haregel shall smol bismolo, and the left hind leg was in his left hand, ubeis aron lechutz, and the part that was closest to the skin of the animal was facing outward. Haravi'i, the fourth kohen, b'chaze uvegera, was holding the bottom fatty part of the animal and the neck of the animal, hachaze b'yamino v'agera bismolo v'tzalosav ben shnei esbosav, and the bones of the neck were between his two fingers. Hachamishi, the fifth kohen, b'shtei defanos, would go with the two sides of the animal, the side flanks of the animal, and shall yamin be yamino, v'shal smol b'smolo, the right one in his right hand, the left one in his left hand, u'beisaron l'chutz, and again, the tzad that was connected, that was closest to the arm was facing out. Hashishi, the sixth kohen, b'kravayim anasunim b'bazich, he had the intestines that were placed in a plate, and kra'ayim al gabeir min l'mayla, and the 4 feet of the animal were placed on top of them in that plate, because it sounds like you're supposed to bring the kra'ayim and the kravayim together just from the pasuk. The pasuk says va'kera va'kra'ayim yirchatz b'mayim v'ikra v'koyin es ha'kol v'ikter ha'mizbecha. So the kerev and the kra'ayim apparently are supposed to go together. Hashvi'i, then the seventh kohen, b'solas, he would carry the flour that they had that they used for the minchas hatamid, and then Hashmini, the eighth guy, b'chavitim, he would carry the chavite kohen gadol, meaning the flour that they needed for the chavite kohen gadol. Hachi bayayin, and the ninth guy was carrying the wine that they would use for the nesachim. So halchu unesanu mechatzi kevesh ulamata. So then they placed these on the bottom half of the ramp b'marava, but on the western side of the bottom half of the ramp. Umalachum, and they salted it there. And then Yardu Volan Lishkas Hagazis Likros Hashema. Then all of these Kohanim who did this then went to Lishkas Hagazis to go say Kriya Shema. So and the Rosh adds and to Davin as well. The reason that they daven specifically before they were makter the Evarim is because you want to daven that the korban should be l'reach nichoch l'Hashem. So they didn't want to wait till after they were makter the Evarim to daven. They wanted to daven first. Kriya Shema they couldn't do before the Shechita because it was not yet Zman Kriya Shema before the Shechita. L'gabei Tefillah, the Ravid raises the question that the Zrika is really the Ikra Karban. So if you really want to insist on davening that Shvi L'Reach Nichoch L'Hashem, L'chora, this is too late. Yes, it's before your Maktir, the different parts on top of the Mizbeach, but it's after the Zrika already. So L'chora should already be too late. So he says it could be that they did this in order that they daven specifically at this time to give the salting some time to take effect. That they just salted it, so they didn't want to right away burn it, because they'll let the salting have its effect to be motzi, whatever dam is still connected to those evarim. Now, they went to the Lishkas Hagazis to daven. Why dafkan Lishkas Hagazis? So the Rush writes, because the Tfilos Shalom Nishma'as B'toch Arba Amol Shal Torah, the Gemara Mesachas Brachos, in the first parak says that Inlo Lekosh Baruch Ba'olam Al-Dal Ramos Shal Halacha, which means Talmud Torah, that specifically it's a great mila to daven in a place where a person learns. So the mashmos of the Gemara over there is it might even be better to daven be yechidus in a person's base medrash than to daven, or at least to forego kedushas beis hakneses if there's a specific base medrash where a person learns. The Be'er Sheva says that right away after the tefillah they would do the pious for the haktara. So and that pious was done in Lishkas Hagazis. So they wanted the tefillah to be as in close proximity to the haktara as possible, and that's why they davened in the Lishkas Hagazis. And the Lechem Shemaim says, no, they couldn't daven in the Azara because there were too many people there. It was too distracting. They needed to go to a place that was not so busy in order to daven with some semblance of kavana. So even though l'chora, the Azara, you're dealing with a much holier place, so you would think that a Makom Kadosh is more important. Most important is that you're able to have kavanah. Most important is that it should not be distracting when they're davening. Okay, so now says the Gemara, Tana Yad V'Regel Kakedas Yitzchak Ben Avram. So we said that they would do an akeda of the animal. What does that mean? That they would tie the yad with the opposite regel. And that's the way Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avram happened. That's the way Yitzchak Avinu, Avram Avinu bound Yitzchak Avinu. So each yad and regel were tied separately. The Ravid says the reason they didn't tie the adayim and the raglayim, the adayim together and the raglayim together, is because then the animal has more ability to move around and it might cause a mum. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos says that they didn't actually tie the Karban Tumah at all. When it says that they were okid yad v'regel, it means that you're supposed to hold the yad v'regel together, but not that they did any sort of binding of it whatsoever. The the Rashi and Chumash says that Akedas Yadayim Raglayim Biyachad is what's normally called Akeda. In Masech HaShabbos says Avram Avinu was Kofif Yodav Ragl Shal Yitzchak La'achorav, that he tied Yitzchak's hands and legs behind him. He was kosher Yad and Regel together, and then he extended his neck backwards. So according to the Shitas Rambam, that they didn't tie it at all, you have to say that the Gemara means similar to Akedas Yitzchak, where Avram did tie Yitzchak, they would hold the Karban Tamid in a similar way. And the Gra points out that the reason they did this, obviously, to be Zohar, Akedas Yitzchak, that it's a worthwhile Zuchus, to bring to mind that at a time of Shechting the Karban Tamid, it's explicit in the Medrash that way. The Medrash says that also Yom Shachar Avram is Yitzchak Menal, Gabi Yemzbech, that it's specifically then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that there's going to be Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim. That when we're Malas, HaTamid Al Gabi HaMizbech, and we're Koris, HaMikra Zeh, Tzafon Lefnei Hashem, Zohar HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKedas Yitzchak. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remember HaKedas Yitzchak. So that's why we bring to mind HaKedas Yitzchak. Lo Yu Koftin Es HaTles. We said we didn't tie the Tle in the normal way, the way people would normally tie an animal when they were Shechted. So my timer, why didn't we tie the Tle in the normal way? Why only in Akeda? So if you say like the Rambam, the question is, why didn't we tie it at all? We only held it together with our hands. And if you say like the other Rishonim, why didn't we tie it normally by tying all four legs together? So Rav Huna Rav Chista, Chad Amar Mishum Bizoyin Kachim. So it's Machlokes Rav Huna Rav Chista. One says that it's a Bizoyin Kachim to tie them the same way that you would tie animals in the Shuk. Behemas Chulin, when you would shecht it. The Rabbi says, why is that a Bizoyin to tie it the same way? So he says, because when it's totally tied down, it's kemes. It's as if it doesn't have any life in it anymore. And he says, it could be that it will be mefarper and create a mum. V'chadomer, but the other opinion is, mishum de mahalich b'chukei ha'amim. That was the minig of the goyim when they would bring their karbonos l'avodazara. So we don't want to practice in the same way that they practice their religion. My benayu, what's the difference between the two explanations? Ika benayu de kafte b'shira'i. If you tie the sheep with some linen, which is a very chash v'beged, and therefore would not be considered a bizayon. Inami behutza didava, or they would tie it with a golden strand. That if you say bizayon kachim, that's not a bizayon kachim, it's a golden string, it's not a bizayon. But if you say that it's based on the minhag of the avodah zarah, so then certainly there's still a chashash, and it should be asr. Now, according to the Raivid, that the bizayon kachim is that it could be yavali de mum, the Be'er Sheva raises a question. So even with a begin meshi and a chutzal zav, meaning we had two understandings of what bizayon kachim meant. Does bizayon kachim mean that it's just not nice, that it's that it's kulo kafus, or that it's likely to cause a mum when it's tied in this way? So what does the material that you're tying with make any difference? Bottom line is, it could still cause a mum. So they explain that chutei meshi and chutei zav are very soft, and it's not going to be mevi lidei mum by the tying itself of the animal. Okay, so Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah had said in Masechta Shkalim that shalosh esrei shulchanos hayu b'mikdash, that there were actually 13 shulchanos in the mikdash, shmona shel shayish, 8 of them were made out of marble b'beis hamikvachayim, in the area where they would butcher the animals, shaleim adich nesakravayim, and that's where they would rinse off the inside of the karbanos, shnayim b'marav shel kevesh, 2 on the western side of the ramp, echad shel shayish v'echad shel kesef, one of those was made out of marble and the other one out of silver, al shel shayish nosen v'sevarim, on the marble one they would put the evarim of the karban yachid until they were malid on the mizbeach, val shel kesef klei shares, and on the silver one they would put the klei shares when they would take them out for whatever they would need for the avodas hayom. Uv ulam shnayim, and in the ulam there were another two tables, mi befnim al pesach habayis, and they were by the pesach of the heichal, echad shel kesef echad shel zav, one of them was silver, the other is gold, al shel kesef nosen lechem apanim beknisaso, the silver one they would put the lechem apanim right after it was baked before placing it on the shulchan. Val shelzav biyitziyasov. And on the golden one, when the lechem apanim was back out after they took it off of the shulchan and the heichal, until they would give it to the kohanim. And why for on the way in with the silver and on the way out with the gold? Shemalim bekodesh v'lo meridin. We want to go up when it comes to kedusha. So therefore, we want to upgrade the type of shulchan that we're putting it on. So therefore, yeah, they first put the lechem on the shulchan shel kesef, and then the shulchan shel zav and the heichal because of malim bekodesh. And they couldn't put it on the shel kesef on the way out because you can't be morid to put it on something that's more pashut. Ve'echad shel zav b'fnim shalav lechem apanim tamid. And there was a shulchan of zav on the inside of the heichal where the lechem apanim always had to remain. Right, that was the halacha. Lechem apanim had to constantly be on what we call the shulchan. So michti eina nius makam hashiras. Am I abdi d'shayish? Ne'abdi d'kesem. Now to dissolve. I get why you want to make gold and silver. Why do they have marble tables? Whatever happened to eina nius makam hashiras? Some Rav Chinah b'shem Ravasi, Ravasi b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak mipnei shumartiach. Because metal is a conductor of heat, and it's more likely to cause the meat to spoil more quickly. So marble tables were very useful when it came to keeping things cool after they placed them on the shulchanos. Then we had said shel shachar yinishkat al keren tzponus ma'aravis, that they shechted the karmen tamid shel shachar and the karmen tamid shel ben arbayim on different hooks in different places, different locations. In the shachar's, it was on the northwestern side, and in the tamid shel Ben Arbayim was on the northeastern side. So minanimili, how do I know that the Tamar Shel Shachar was shechted on the northwestern side and Ben Arbayim on the northeastern side? So Amar Chista da Amar Kra, because the pasuk says Shnayim Layom. Pasuk says Vamarta Lemzei Yishesh Tekuv LaHashem Kvasim Neshanu Tamimim Shnayim Layom Ola Samid. So what's the word Layom doing there? Keneged Layom. It means Keneged the shining of the sun. So Tanya Namiyachi, and the Brisa says exactly this way, that Shnayim Layom Kineged Hayom. Ata Omer Kineged Hayom Oeinu Ela Chovas Hayom. How do you know it has anything to do with the sun? Maybe it's just telling us that every day you have to do these two karbanos. So Kishu Omer Esakev Sechad Taseh V'Boker Esakev Sashini Taseh Bein Arbayim Harei Chovas Hayom Amur. The Pasuk already explicitly says that you do one B'Boker and one Bein Arbayim. Hamani Makayim Shnayim Layom. So what do I do with Shnayim Layom, Neged Ayom, that it's got to be Keneged Ayom. Haketzad, how you Mekayim the Akravas Tamid Keneged Hashemesh, that you bring it across from where the sun is. Tamid Shel Shachar Yinishkat Al Keren Tzvonis Ma'aravis Al Tabashnia. The Tamid Shel Shachar was on the northwestern Taba'as, on the second Taba'as, which is Keneged Hashemesh, which in the morning comes on the eastern side of the sky. So when you are in the northwest, you're right across from where the sun is rising. V'shel ben arbayim ayinishchat al keren tzvonis mizrachis al tabashnia. And ben arbayim, they were on the northeastern side of the would shecht it because the sun was setting on the western side of the sky, so you're always directly across from the west. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from the fascinating Agadita with the questions that Alexander Smokton asked the Ziknei Hanegev. Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with that tomorrow. Sure.